Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Whole Foods has issued a recall on salads, wraps, sandwiches, pizza, and any items sold at the salad and hot bar containing baby spinach because they may be contaminated with salmonella. The affected food items were sold throughout 8 states, but no illnesses have been reported yet. For a full list of recalled items, please visit our Facebook page. And a giant sinkhole in Southern California forced evacuations at a condo complex. An underground flood channel collapsed in La Habra, California. The hole is about 80 feet long and 20 feet deep and caused several large pine trees to fall on condo balconies and roofs. And finally, Backstreet's back. Sorry, I kind of had to. The Backstreet Boys have released a new album to commemorate 25 years in the biz, and their first single is called Chances. What are the chances that we'd end up this, like 2 in a million, like once in a life? It's the band's 10th album. It's called DNA, and the Backstreet Boys will be touring later this year. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, we could be seeing an increase in canceled flights.
Hey, Kristen, that's right. Some major airlines warning that passengers could soon be hit even harder by the government shutdown. Southwest, American, Alaska, and JetBlue each say the impact of more air traffic controllers and TSA screeners missing work could cause more flight disruptions and longer waits. Now, staffing shortages have already forced some airports to close checkpoints. TSA screeners' absence rate has hovered around 8% this week. And this, Richard Branson's Virgin Voyages is launching a new adult-only cruise ship due to set sail in 2020. The ship is called the Scarlet Lady and will feature rock star-inspired luxury suites, swanky cocktail lounges, a nightclub, and a tattoo parlor if you're feeling daring. The Scarlet Lady is the first of 3 adult-only cruise ships planned by Virgin Voyages. Coca-Cola's given us some of the best ads in the Super Bowl, but for the first time in 12 years, we will not see a Coke ad during America's most watched telecast. What we will see is an ad during the pregame show that celebrates unity.
So why did Coke change their plans?
Coke says it wanted this ad, inspired by a 1975 Andy Warhol quote, to air, quote, just before the national anthem, as Americans come together in their living rooms to remind everybody that together is beautiful.
Well, we'll be seeing the ad soon. Thanks, Jerry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, my friend, there's little debate the subways need work. We've talked about it. But now a debate's raging about how to pay for it.
This is a bone of contention in New York City, Kristen. In fact, I don't know anybody who's in favor of this except the politicians. So Governor Cuomo, in his State of the State address, continued to push for congestion pricing to help bring in as much as $1.1 billion a year to repair the subways. Now, congestion pricing would charge drivers for entering high-traffic Midtown Manhattan. Listen to how much. $11.52 for cars, $2 to $5 for 4 higher vehicles. The State Assembly Speaker, Carl Heste, now says it's going to be a hard issue to settle in this year's budget. For one, people who live in the outer boroughs of Brooklyn and Queens live in transit deserts, relying more on personal cars to get to work in the city. There's also the issue of the even more car-dependent suburban New Yorkers. While 54% of the people in the boroughs support the fee, 55% of suburban voters do not. And I know LA has a traffic problem, too, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, we can relate just a little bit. Okay, well, the debate rages on, and we'll move on to some very cold winter weather. I understand New Yorkers have a new way to warm up.
Oh, you're going to love this hot chocolate. Through February 3rd, New York City is hosting the 4th annual Valrhona Hot Chocolate Festival. Yes! 12 of New York City's best bakeries, including Amandine, Dominique Ansel Kitchen, Lauderay, they are being challenged to create the most innovative, over-the-top hot chocolate using Valrhona chocolate. It's also for a good cause, sending 50 cents of each cup to Food Tank, which focuses on sustainable farming and alleviating poverty. Plus, you know, chocolate's good for you. It boosts your memory, puts you in a great mood, and I'm hearing that if you have chocolate, it might help your cough.
Oh,
Kristen, I know you have a cough.
I was just going to tell you that I heard that.
I heard that, too, in a New York Minute.
All right, thanks, Rosanna. Okay, moving on. One day soon, your Amazon packages could be delivered by a robot. This week, the company unveiled Scout, its new self-driving delivery device. Amazon will test several Scouts by having them make deliveries in one Washington State neighborhood. The six-wheeled Scout is about the size of a beach cooler. It's powered by an electric battery and moves at walking speed. The robot navigates to a customer's front door and opens a top hatch so they can retrieve their package. At first, they'll be followed by a human Amazon employee for safety. Eventually, Scout will deliver on its own. It's Amazon's latest attempt to improve last-mile delivery, where packages get handed off to customers and usually the most expensive part of shipping. The company has also started making deliveries to customers' cars, inside their garage, and even inside their front door. Amazon says it will use the test to make its deliveries more sustainable and convenient. Well, January is the most popular time of the year to meet singles. According to Tinder, January is also reported to have the highest level of activity on some of the major dating apps. But with the new year comes a few new trends in dating you'll want to look out for. The first, pocketing. If your relationship with your significant other has gotten pretty significant, but for some reason you still haven't met the family, you may have been pocketed. Your significant other may see the relationship as fun, but there's no need to get the family and friends involved if they don't see you as a future spouse. Next, cookie jarring. This is when someone is treated as a backup option while also dating other people. It's the idea that you're not that crazy about this person, but every now and then you run to the cookie jar when you don't have the snacks that you really want. And finally, U-turning. This is when you actually are crazy about someone, but you found something you think is totally distasteful about them. It could be any of your deal breakers, like bad hygiene, even differences in religion, that cause you to take a U-turn and head out of that relationship ASAP. So if you're wondering what happened, or even if you're the offender, yes, it's got a name. But if you're single, it's January and the best time to mingle. Let's go to Danielle Knox now from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, I hear some new research offers a surprising way to relieve stress.
Hi, Kristen. Well, if you're stressed out, hug it out. A new study by Cleveland Clinic found that a simple hug can do wonders for the body. Researchers discovered a hug with a loved one that lasted at least 20 seconds was linked to a decrease in the stress hormone cortisol. More than 400 men and women were studied over the course of 4 weeks to figure this out, that really all we need is a good hug. Well, how long you live might depend on your gender, but not because men do some pretty crazy physical things sometimes. Nope. According to a new study, researchers found women who lived the longest were taller on average and weighed less, while men's body size did not impact their life expectancy. And women who exercised 60 minutes a day also had a better chance of living to age 90. And for the first time in 153 years, we're going to be celebrating Valentine's Day without those popular sweethearts, conversation hearts, the really cute ones. Well, that's because Necco, which had been producing them, they closed last year. Remember that? And while they were purchased by another company, there simply was not enough time to create them for Valentine's Day because it takes 11 months to produce 8 billion of the hearts, which all get sold in just 6 weeks leading up to Valentine's Day. But don't get your heart in a flutter. They'll be back in 2020. And that's what you need to know. So, Kristen, emojis, I guess, we'll have to do this Valentine's Day.
Yep, there's an emoji for everything. Thanks, Danielle. And still ahead on Top 30, how to become a morning person. And John Travolta opens up about his family. Let's go to Brody Brown in New York City with our Us Weekly headlines. Brody, I hear you guys talked with one of the most famous faces of Scientology, which is always pretty juicy. What have you got for us?
Hi, Kristen. We spoke exclusively with John Travolta for this week's cover story, and the ultra-private star told us all about his marriage to Kelly Preston, the role the Church of Scientology plays in his life, and all about being a dad of two. John also opened up about the 10-year anniversary of his son Jet's death. John told us that after Jet's death, the church never left the family's side for 2 years. John said, "I don't know if I would have made it through without their support. Our church is the number one thing that keeps us grounded." John also shared that he flies the family from Ocala, Florida, to the Church of Scientology in Clearwater, 4 to 5 times a week for coursework or service. And a source tells us that although Kim Kardashian's eldest child, Northwest, used to hate the idea of siblings, she has definitely come around to the idea. Kim recently confirmed Us Weekly's scoop that she and husband Kanye West are expecting their fourth child, a baby boy. And our insider said that though North wasn't thrilled when her baby brother Saint arrived in 2015, she's actually really excited to be getting another sibling.
Who could have predicted that Kim Kardashian would end up with four kids? That's so crazy to me. And hey, speaking of crazy, I don't think I could ever get used to the idea of a sister wife.
It's certainly not for everyone, but it seems to work fairly well for the polygamous family starring in season 13 of TLC's hit show, Sister Wives. We spoke to family patriarch Cody Brown and his four wives, Robin, Christine, Janelle, and Mary, who opened up about their new lives in Flagstaff, Arizona. Many people wonder if Cody will add a fifth wife, but Cody told us we're not even considering it anymore, though he is hoping for more grandchildren. And although Cody is already dad to 18 kids, he told us, I'm always tempted to have another child.
All right, thanks for the scoop, Brody, and we'll see you next week. For more celebrity news, check out usmagazine.com. Well, there's good news at the grocery store for shoppers who buy organic. Last year, the price premium for organic goods compared to non-organic items went down. That's according to a report by the Associated Press. It's still pricier to shop organic, but in 2018, buyers paid an average of 24 cents more per unit, or about 7.5%. That's down from the year before, when organic food prices averaged 28 cents, or 9% more than non-organic foods. Several foods were actually cheaper when bought organic, like apples, artichokes, and soy milk. Part of the reason is an increase in available options. Organic foods used to be high-end. Now they're available in chains like Walmart and Costco. Kroger says it stocks about 9,000 organic items. Those brought in $1 billion in sales last year. That's driven by consumer demand. 88% of Americans say they've purchased organic foods or drinks. You know, there are so many things to factor in when raising kids, and the state you live in can have an impact on your children's overall safety. SafeHome.org analyzed every state using markers like child abuse, poverty, school shooting, and juvenile homicides to determine which states are the safest to raise children and which are the least safe. All 50 states, including D.C., were ranked. Here are the top 10, and as you can see, New Hampshire took the top spot. Four of the top 10 went to states in the Northeast. Meanwhile, more than half of the bottom 10 are in the Deep South. Louisiana ranked as the least safe state to raise children. Louisiana also produced the highest child poverty rate. Not everyone can just move state to state, but if you have kids and you're able to, you might want to check out one of the top 10. Now for all you morning people out there, waking up at 5 a.m. may be a joy, but for night owls, it could be a major struggle. According to an article in Bloomberg, many admirable, successful, and very important people in the working world tend to be early risers who know how to master their morning. In order to make yourself into a morning person, Bloomberg suggests a method called Rise Up, created by Allison Harvey, a psychology professor at the University of California, Berkeley. The acronym represents six steps: refrain from snoozing, increase activity, shower or wash your face and hands, exposure to sunlight, upbeat music, and phone a friend. Snoozing can be the enemy of your morning. Try placing your alarm or wake-up light across the room to make it harder to snooze. Activity, sunlight, and music can especially wake up your brain, training it to get rid of the possibility of going back to bed. But the final tip we can't forget, getting a good night's sleep. We can't wake up refreshed if we're not getting enough rest, which for some of us could be more or less than 8 hours. Trying this routine for just a few weeks can help train your body to help master your morning. Let's go to Carrie Lake now from Fox 10 Phoenix. She has this week's life hacks. So, Carrie, what do you have for us?
Hi, Kristen. I've got a great life hack for you if you like frozen smoothies or you just have some extra berries lying around that you don't want to go bad. All you have to do is freeze them. There's a trick to it. You pour it on a pan and make sure they're all separated. You don't want them clumped up. Then you pop them in the freezer. Once they're frozen solid, put them in a little baggie and you've got really good, fresh, frozen berries. We're going to use lemon to clean your microwave. Lemon and water. Squeeze the lemon into the water, put the water in the microwave, and then cook it for about a minute. The steam will release, and then all you have to do is wipe the microwave clean. Back to you, Kristen.
As always, all great stuff. Thanks, Carrie. The action at a middle school basketball game in New Jersey went from the court to the crowd after a fight broke out between a group of women in the stands. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us with the details. So, Mike, what happened?
Yeah, it may go from a basketball court to a legal court. Now, this is in a town by the name of Pennsville, New Jersey, just not far outside of Philadelphia. Listen to this. It's a middle school game. Yeah, it's a boys' game. Now, look at the top of the stands there. A couple women stand up, turn around, and confront the woman behind. I don't know what they said to each other, but all heck broke loose.
Parents, honestly, think are ruining the game. They're getting involved. They're screaming at refs. Half the time, they don't know what they're talking about. Just getting bad in general all around.
So what is the result of all this? Possible charges. Four women, one of the basketball players, may be charged with aggravated assault, disorderly conduct. Maybe they'll make a movie about it. No love in basketball.
Good suggestion. I just hope everyone's okay. Thanks, Mike. Well, there's almost nothing worse than having a sick loved one in surgery and just waiting for an update. It's enough to drive anyone crazy. Well, now there's an app that allows clinicians to send updates to families on the status of hospitalized patients. The app called Ease can send HIPAA-compliant texts, videos, or pictures to family and friends to improve communication and eliminate anxiety in the waiting room. Families can receive updates from pre-op, surgery, PACU, NICU, ICU, and the medical floor. Encrypted messages are sent by the medical team through the cloud-based server and disappear after 60 seconds by simply scanning a patient's wristband barcode. In fact, a St. Louis newspaper referred to the app as the Snapchat from the operating room. Ease says no longer do families need to be in the dark on how their family member's surgery is progressing. The app says they work to make sure there's no anxiety, just peace of mind. If you love ride sharing, then we have some exciting news. Uber has rolled out a rider loyalty program. The program also works on Uber Eats and calculates points based on your usage that you can apply toward rewards. There are also perks like no fee cancellations if you rebook, guaranteed prices between your two favorite spots, and free car upgrades. Based on the points you earn, you also get bumped into different levels of the program, including blue, gold, platinum, and diamond. One of the basic rewards is a $5 Uber credit for every 500 points you earn, and then by the time you reach Diamond, you can get free delivery on 3 Uber Eats orders. So far, the program is available in 25 cities, but they're hoping to roll it out nationwide. We've been told since we were kids to always brush our teeth, right? But new research says maintaining your oral hygiene isn't just good for your mouth, it may also be good for your brain. According to a study published in the journal Science Advances, a team of researchers found a key bacteria that causes chronic gum disease may be the root cause of Alzheimer's. The team found evidence of the bacteria in 96% of the 54 Alzheimer's brain samples they studied. Gum disease is very common. The CDC says nearly half of American adults over 30 have some form of gum disease. Common symptoms are red, swollen, or bleeding gums. But the researchers caution that not everyone who has gum disease will necessarily get Alzheimer's. They do say that if healthy people want to stay on the safe side and potentially reduce their risk, they should always brush and floss their teeth. This will help prevent gum disease, which in turn could lower your risk for Alzheimer's. The CDC advises you brush your teeth for 2 minutes twice a day and floss at least once a day. This will help prevent plaque and bacteria from building up in your mouth. And of course, they recommend you visit the dentist at least once a year for a cleaning and checkup. Getting to the gym every day can be so hard, but maybe you walked up some stairs or lifted a heavy box and counted that as your exercise. You may laugh, but an article in the online magazine Bustle features a list compiled by trainers of the things you do every day that actually do count as exercise. First, grocery shopping. Think about it, pushing or carrying the basket, reaching the top and bottom shelves, it's totally exercise. Next, yard work. This is everything from mowing the lawn to shoveling snow to raking the leaves or gardening. It all can require a ton of squatting, bending, lifting, and pulling, giving your body movement you may have forgotten about. Even if you're stuck inside doing chores, your mopping and laundry counts too. Moving those wet towels from the washer to the dryer can be almost equivalent to resistance training. And finally, if your hobbies are more stationary, like video games or playing instruments, no worries, you're burning some calories whether you're sitting, standing, walking, dancing, or jumping. So give yourself a little more credit next time you miss the gym. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A new report says millions of Americans are guilty of a different kind of cheating. Plus, the home upgrades that can help you save energy and money. And counting calories is a popular way to try to lose weight, but counting something else might be more effective. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.